Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In 2006, Andy Pike attended Men's Fraternity. It was led by Pastor Elwin Ahu at New Hope, Oahu. During that training, the Lord revealed to him that his purpose in life was to help teach his people, God's financial principles. The only problem was that Andy didn't know anything about God's financial principles. He started the New Hope Financial Ministry in 2007 and has been teaching these biblically based financial classes ever since. Now, obviously, there's a gap in between. He had to learn a few things along the way. He'll be here to explain it to us. In 2010, the Lord moved him from the comfort of his position in a previous company to start his own financial planning firm. To do what? To help people make better informed, biblically wise financial decisions. Well, if we're ever going to talk about a subject that matters to people today, wouldn't it be the subject of finances? It matters to all of us. It affects all of us. Financial education? Does it matter? Does it help? Our guest today will share with us about those things because, you see, sometimes financial worries and financial stress can lead people to utterly painful, sometimes despicable, and almost hopeless situations, and the result of that can be catastrophic. Now, I'm not just being overdramatic. I'm trying to speak to your heart, heart to heart, like we do, because in these matters of stress and tumult, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to help realign our lives. And so he sends Andy Pike today. And that's why we're together reminding you that it makes a difference for you not only to understand financial principles, but to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To know God, because God knows you, but to experience what it means to know the Lord and have the Lord lead and guide you by his Spirit. You can experience the love of Christ, the knowledge of God, the experience with the Lord, by opening your heart to Jesus, who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ today, my friend, calls you to himself. Andy is the owner of Kuo Vadis Financial Management in Honolulu. He grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and joined the Air Force in 1977. He signed up for a 4-year enlistment and stayed 26 years. With the Air Force's core values of integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do, Andy learned about volunteering and selfless service. He gained a strong passion for leading others. He was stationed in South Korea from 98 to 2000, where he met his dear wife, Ukcha. She led him to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Together they have one daughter, Amelia, the light and joy of his life. Andy, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny.
What does the Latin phrase, Quo Vadis, mean?
It means, where are you going? And I believe it goes to everybody's on a journey, whether it's a financial journey or a spiritual journey. And financial planning for me isn't a one-step or a one-stop thing where you get a financial plan and you're done. It's a lifetime process. So it is a journey.
There is a profound, earnest caring when that question is asked, whether it's in Latin or in English or in any other language, to ask somebody, where are you going? Embedded in that, it's a question of care. And I sense that from you. When you ask someone the question, where are you going? What kinds of answers have you heard?
Most of the time, people are kind of surprised at the question coming from a financial advisor, because I normally don't start talking about money. And over time, my clients come to realize that money's not really the most important thing. I try to get clients to understand, one, that the money that they have, especially my Christian clients, it's not theirs. It's the Lord's. But to answer the question really directly, I hear all kinds of things. I don't know where I'm going. To very specific things like, I want to retire by a certain date and I want to have so much money, help me get to that point. But for me, at a deeper level, that question is really more about kind of what's important. You know, what are you really working so hard to achieve? Why are you working as hard as you are? What is it that all of this means for you? And so where are you going is more than just a like a directional type of question. It's more of an insightful kind of question to really get to know what's really making the client do the things that they're doing.
Let's come back to that. Let's spend a good part of our time talking about your company, your services, and not only the what, but the why. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yep.
What part of Cincinnati did you grow up?
Grew up all over. I think that was kind of the part where I liked about the Air Force, moving every couple of years. We never stayed in one house very long, even when I was growing up. We moved around a lot, but stayed in town. I lived in Cleveland for a little bit of time, but really all over the city, out in the suburbs, never really down in the town. Cincinnati's a fairly small town, but it was a great place. I mean, I grew up a diehard Bengals fan, diehard Reds fan, still am today. I got a big red or big orange B on the back of my orange Honda. So
some things just don't change, huh?
Yeah, I think it was a great place to grow up.
There's an embedded loyalty that many fans have to the team of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really of choice. The team that was there when they grew up.
Yeah.
What do you remember most about the Bengals or the Reds?
Well, I went to the last Cincinnati Reds game in Crosley Field, which was the old stadium when they built Riverfront in 1970, which is now gone. I got to go to the first game or the last game at Crosley and the first game at Riverfront, which was kind of neat. I was a baseball kid when I was growing up and I had my first part-time job. If I had free time and money, I was at Riverfront watching Reds games. Going to the Bengals games in the wintertime, that was kind of neat. It was cold. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Who was your favorite Reds?
Johnny Bench. Without a doubt. And Pete Rose, both.
Yeah.
But Johnny Bench really the most.
What was it about Johnny Bench?
He was just an awesome player. He was very, unlike a lot of the professionals we see today, very soft-spoken.
Hmm.
Wasn't really all about him. He always, when he would do interviews and things like that, it was about the team, not just about him.
One thing I remember about Johnny Bench as a kid, I just marveled at it, was that he was able to throw people out from the crouch. Throw him out at second from the crouch.
Yep. Saw that many, many times and was amazed every time he did it. And I've never seen anybody that could do it since.
It's a marvel.
It is.
It really is a marvel.
Yep.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's kind of tough. I would like to say it was my dad, but we grew up, at points there were a total between three different marriages, 11 of us. Never all 11 in one house at the same time, but... none of us ever really had a close relationship with my father. Going through men's fraternity with Pastor Elwin was awesome because I really learned that, and I was holding a lot of unforgiveness, I guess, for my dad who passed in 2003. Unforgiveness about, you know, why did you have so many kids, but it didn't seem that you really cared about them and all that. But going through men's fraternity taught me that he did the best he could because that's what he learned from his father. And I think the blessing that comes out of all that is, while he wasn't really the role model and all that stuff, I learned a great deal. I learned a great deal from my dad about what I wanted to be in a father to my daughter. And my brothers and sisters, same thing. We all have these awesome relationships with our children. But so I think really where I really grew up and the people that influenced me were the leaders that I served under in the Air Force. And there were many of those.
What stood out? If you could categorize, you know, the collective measure of what you experienced with the leaders in the Air Force, What one or two characteristics really stood out to you that's impacted you to this day?
Telling the truth, I think, is one of the biggest ones. Good, bad, or indifferent, whether it hurts or not, the truth is important. And that's one of the biggest things. Loyalty, I think. Most people will tell you I'm pretty loyal. And I learned that. You know, you have to be loyal to the team. You have to be loyal to the people under you as well as the people above you. But always tell the truth whether, you know, you did it right or you did it wrong. So truth-telling was very, very important. And I also think one of the biggest ones was make a decision, be able to make a decision. Whether you make a right decision or a wrong decision, I would rather you make a decision as a leader without, if you don't have my guidance or whatever, make a decision. Don't leave it undone.
Truth, telling the truth, making a decision, those things take courage.
They do.
They take courage.
Especially when you make a decision or you tell the truth when you did something wrong. And none of us are perfect, so.
Well, so that brings to bear why we're here. To tell the truth is to really lead people closer and closer to the Lord, who is the Lord of truth.
Yep.
And in saying that, there is courage. And there is courage to decide. Someone today needs to make a decision of some kind. Someone today is faced with the reality of having to tell the truth. And we could encourage them that in telling the truth, it opens doors, even if it's hard.
Yep.
When we come back, you're going to hear more from Andy Pike. He's the owner of Quo Vadis Financial Management. We'll talk about money. We'll talk about decisions. We'll talk about truth and other things when we come back. Stay with us. I'm here with Andy Pike. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, the question of stewardship comes up. What does it mean to you? How does it apply? How does it work itself out in your life? Well, what about the ability to align financial decisions with your values? These and many other things are topics, questions that are answered by Andy Pike. He's the owner of Quo Vadis Financial Management. You know, Andy retired from the Air Force and became a financial planner. Now he owns his own company. In fact, to find out more about him and his company, visit quovadisfinancial.com. That's quovadisfinancial.com. Quo Vadis is a Latin phrase, Q-U-O-V-A-D-I-S, Quo Vadis, meaning where are you going? Appropriate, indeed, as he's explained. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. I hope that you would be refreshed as we share in our time together with you, Andy Pike, and myself with you. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program for free in its entirety. And as I typically say, please share it with a family member or friend. Andy, how did you become a Christian?
Well, I was raised in Cincinnati, as I told you. My grandmother was Christian. We never went to church as kids. My dad remarried when I was 9, and he married a Jewish woman, and I actually went to temple for, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 years, but never really took any of that seriously. That was more of a duty kind of thing, I think. And then fast forward to 2000 or 98, go to Korea, meet Ukja, and within, I don't know, the first few weeks, she was asking me questions like, you know, do you go to church? Do you believe in God? And it was like, yeah, I think. You know, never really put any real thought into it or anything else. And then one day she just said, you want to go to church? It was like, hey, okay, whatever. So we went to church, and the rest, as they say, is history. I gave my life to the Lord, and I owe it all to her. She's a great woman of faith.
What happened in your heart?
I think the biggest thing, and it's kind of a somewhat of a funny story, but I realized that everything I thought was about me really wasn't about me. It was about the Lord. In the Air Force, you're taught that no one's going to take care of your career better than you will. And I very well took that to heart from a very early time when one of my bosses sat me down and said, you know, if somebody says, write your evaluation because I don't want to, your supervisor doesn't want to, then you write the best evaluation you can and give it to them. Same thing with awards and recognition. If they want to submit you for that, but they want you to write it, do it, because nobody else is gonna. And you're not going to get that recognition that you may deserve if you don't do it yourself. So all along for 24 of the 26 years, really, I was all puffed up with myself because I was self-made. You know, I got to the highest enlisted rank pretty quickly, had a great career, worked for a lot of 4-star generals and things like that over my career. And after I became a Christian, and I'm getting chicken skin now, it was within probably hours. God took me on this trip back over my entire Air Force career. It took maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds. And he showed me a couple of points that clearly weren't in my control. When I was a young airman, I was in the Air Force maybe 2 years. I went into a staff meeting with all the senior people, and one of the immediate supervisors of mine was giving me a hard time. And basically, I called him a really bad name in front of everybody. And I thought, oof, I'm going to get kicked out of the Air Force for this. And I should have, but I didn't. And I think going back over it, it was God's hand that kept me, because he had a plan, clearly. I never saw that plan. I don't know what all the plans are today. I think I do, but I don't know everything, obviously. But it was clear to me very quickly that he had his hand on my life from the beginning. I just didn't know that.
So this is one of those points where you realize it was out of your control.
Had nothing to do with me.
God preserved you, sustained you. We don't typically pause enough, don't you think, to reflect on those moments. Yeah. Unless some crisis happens, something causes us to stop in our tracks.
Yeah. I'm actually reminded, because I went to service this weekend, and Dr. Anthony Evans' daughter was speaking, and she was talking about God has his eye on you. And to me, I never really thought about it that much. And then she used this scripture, if I can read it. It's Luke 12:6-7. It says, God never overlooks a single sparrow. and he pays even greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. Now, I don't have a whole lot of hair, but those are numbered too. Mm-hmm. But that really, really struck me. That really struck me more now than even before. But again, as I go back and look, God sees everything that we do. Everything that we go through has a purpose. I may not always understand it, obviously don't like it all the time when it's not the fun stuff, but it's for a purpose. And I think that really settles my heart when I know that this is all about God. Whatever his purpose is, I just have to submit.
This may be a good time to push the pause button for our listeners. And by doing that, what I'm saying is to pause for a moment of reflection, as you had. It was a chicken skin moment for you, mm-hmm. as you realized, hey, God has intervened in my life in these specific ways that was completely out of my control. Therein lies a reminder of God's hand. So today, dear listener, dear friend, do you remember? Can you think of? Can you reflect on a time when the Lord preserved you? When the Lord intervened on a relationship crisis? When the Lord intervened on your health? When a financial provision was given that you didn't expect? It was a complete surprise. When an opportunity opened that you felt you were unworthy of, didn't even think you had a chance. I guess the Lord sends Andy Pike today to remind us. Whatever we're facing right now, it may be overwhelming. But a moment of reflection, and the Bible talks about setting up places where we remember the faithfulness of God. This is sort of one of those moments, I believe. A memorial stone, so to speak, that gives us hope. God has not left us. Andy Pike testifies of that. You can testify of it yourself. Andy, the Lord has taught you these lessons. You've been blessed by a wonderful wife, Ukcha. Talk to us about the discovery of a gifting that you had that was going to line up with passion with regard to financial planning.
Well, again, I owe all that to Pastor Elwin and Men's Fraternity. But prior to that, I knew I wanted to help people. That was just something that I got growing up in the Air Force, because it was always about, you know, other people volunteering a lot. Doing other things, not just for yourself. As I was getting ready to retire from the Air Force, I was in the military, so I thought, okay, well, I'd like to figure out how I can continue helping people. What's a way I can do that? And the company that I was a financial client of asked me to come be a financial advisor. And I really kind of didn't have any other plans or any other desires, so that made sense. I think I was helping people on a different level. When I was in the Air Force, I was helping people with career, that kind of stuff. And then becoming a financial advisor, I guess if you want to call it, part of the rationale was now I can help them on even a more important level, I think, on, you know, making better financial decisions. And then 2007 came along, six or seven, and I took Men's Fraternity. Part of the classwork, it was 26 weeks. Part of the classwork was we went online, kind of like an aptitude kind of test thing. and you get this report back in the mail. It's not the instant feedback that I wanted. My clients would tell you sometimes I get a little impatient. My wife would too, especially. But so I had to wait for this report to come. And then when it came back, it really said your giftings are being the teacher, being a leader, being a mentor. I didn't believe any of those because I was the guy. I never liked public speaking. I didn't, you know, even when I had to do, you know, speeches in the military and talks in the military, I hated it. I was one of those guys. I was sweating everywhere. Couldn't stand still. I can't sit still now, but God just, you know, through that exercise revealed to me that this is what I want. You're not there yet, but this is what I want you to do. I want you to focus in these areas. So go do it.
You make a good point. When you say, this is the Lord says to you, this is what I want. You're not there yet, but go do it. Now, someone in their rational mind would say, well, I need to be ready. I need to develop to the point where the Lord or the Lord through me will pull on the proverbial trigger to get things started. But your pathway was a little different. You knew where to go, where God wanted you, but you knew you weren't ready, but you went along the way. You went right forward. What happened in between?
I was a financial advisor for 3 or 4 years and just building up that business. I was a Christian. I really wasn't bringing my faith to work much. That's another thing that I got from God that, you know, he asked me one day. I was doing my devotions, and it wasn't even related to the scripture or anything else, but I heard him ask me, where am I in everything that you're doing? And it was like, you're not. And I had to figure out how to bring him in to everything that I do. So now I pray for clients, sometimes with them. They know I pray for them before every meeting, pray for their situations, and things like that. I think it was really just, there really wasn't much going on in between. It was just really more learning to be a financial advisor, I guess.
So you were actually in process. You're being prepared in a quote unquote as you go methodology.
Yeah, I think so. For me, it was more, I was learning all the financial stuff. God knew I didn't know any of the scriptural stuff, and I don't know all the scriptural stuff today. But I think God was preparing me for the financial wisdom part, you know, the, if you want to call it the secular stuff, how to, you know, talk to clients about insurance and what's important about this investment topic and this tax and those kinds of things. And then I guess in his timing, when he felt I was ready, then it was, okay, now go learn my principles and bring my principles to bear on everything you do from this point forward.
The Lord's movement is not static.
No.
It's dynamic. As Andy Pike is bearing witness, as he stepped forward, he knew there was a gap of learning, a gap of experience, a gap of spiritual understanding, spiritual maturity, development in various ways. But God was taking him to that place in this process. It's a process. The Lord may have given you a vision. You have a sense, an inclination, an impression strong as to where God is leading you. Are you waiting? Are you stuck? Are you in a point of neutrality? Or are you dynamic where God is developing, God is leading, God is bringing these qualities out of you as you go? That's the story of Andy Pike. He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
question,
guests.
Question. Why don't most people have a financial planner? It's a known fact that most people don't. But why? What about emotion? Hey, we're all emotional beings, aren't we? And we buy on emotion. Emotions are very strong. They are compelling. How do you deal with that? Or how do you take emotion out of a decision that you're making that's going to weigh heavy on your finances today and in the future? That and more will be discussed by Andy Pike. He is our guest today here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm grateful that you're with us today. Andy Pike is the owner of Quo Vadis Financial Company. You can find out more at quovadisfinancial.com. Quo Vadis, Quovadis, financial.com. Quo Vadis actually is a Latin phrase that asks, where are you going? And Andy will discuss some aspects of this question about you and your future as we go along. Find out more about our program. Get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Why, Andy? Why don't most people have a financial planner?
Well, I think the answer is multidimensional. I think part of it is some people think they can't afford a financial advisor. A lot of the things we see on TV make us think we can do it on our own, that we don't need a financial advisor. I can do everything by myself. Obviously, as a financial advisor, I disagree with that statement, obviously. And the biggest thing I see is the reason that we can't is because we can't make financial decisions. Well, let me rephrase that. We can't make good financial decisions with no emotion. Some people are better at it than others, but none of us is capable of taking emotion completely out of any decision, be it financial or otherwise. And so I think that's kind of where I come along is I help people see clearly, talk them through things that they want to do financially, and try to get the emotion out of it so that they can make a better decision.
How do you do that?
A few different ways. I talk about opportunity cost. If you buy this thing, then what's that going to prevent you from doing in another area of your financial life? For instance, one of the big ones is here especially, parents are really focused on college education for their children. I've had some clients tell me that college for their children was more important than their own retirements. And so I kind of lay out a kind of a scenario and I say, okay, let's assume that you do that. You get your child all the way through college, no debt, everything else, you have to sit down with that child when they graduate from college and say, look, we did a really good job. We got you through college with no debt. And because we did that, at some point in the future, we are going to come live with you. We don't know when, but because we didn't put away money for retirement, we're going to rely on you. Or find some balance where we're doing some retirement, some college, and then you have the discussion at the end, hey, son, we got you through college. There's a little bit of debt, but that's not the end of the world. But because we did it that way, we're never going to be a financial burden to you. And then the client gets to decide. I don't tell clients what to do. I just help clients see the different impacts of the different scenarios and then let them decide.
A wise person, a sage-like person, is able to paint pictures with words, give people these, as you say, scenarios to be able to have a glimpse into the future of what things could be, what things could look like, for good or for not.
Mm-hmm.
What about somebody who says, you know what, Andy, Danny, I don't have a financial planner because I don't think I could afford one. I mean, you know, I'm in debt.
Yep.
I'm in debt up to here. So what are you talking about, financial planner? What would you say?
Well, most of the time, especially if debt is the reason they think they can't afford to meet with a financial advisor, I tell them that's probably a good reason to go see one, whether it's me or somebody else. Because, again, we can't see clearly with no emotion and things like that. And so having a financial advisor look at your situation completely objectively, because if I were to look at your situation, Danny, you may see it as terrible. I may look at it and go, you know, it's just really not that bad. And it's because you have that cloud of emotion in front of you going, I'm never going to get rid of this debt. I'm never going to get out of this situation, where I look at it and go, it's not that bad. So it really is emotion clouds everything. But for me, so that answer for the somebody that says, hey, I have too much debt, it would be, that's why you need to come see me, because I'll help you figure out the best way to move forward with that debt.
There probably is a layer of relatability to what you just said with regard to embarrassment, shame. Someone, this is like private stuff.
I mean,
You're looking into my finances, someone would say, you're looking into the inner parts of who I am. And to be frank, we're not always very willing to open up about those things. So there's if there is a shade of shame over a person, what would you say to them?
One, it's never going to go away unless you get somebody to look at it and help you. Because I've had people, in the same week, I had a gentleman come see me. He had $166,000 on credit cards, not a care in the world. I had another man come to see me and said, Andy, my debt's crushing me. And it ended up being $6,000. So vastly different scenarios. One doesn't care. And the guy, for me, it was kind of a clear picture, because the guy that had $6,000 worth of debt that was crushing him, he was Christian. And so, God talks about debt in the Bible a lot. The shame part is, I kind of explain to people, look, I've made all the mistakes. I've made all the mistakes. And when I teach classes, that's one of the first things I do is I ask them, everybody in the classroom, the question. By show of hands, how many of you in here have never made a financial mistake that you regret? And the answer is obvious. Everybody has. And I tell everybody, keep your hands up, look around. You're not alone. You're not alone. And again, the Lord says there is no condemnation. I'm not here to judge you. That's for the Lord. I don't judge. The Lord's put me here to guide and help. And so sometimes it's just a matter of looking at a situation and say, look, I will help you get through this. It may not be easy. I'll help you get through it. And I think once they see that there is light at the end of the tunnel, some of that shame and all that starts to go away.
Well, you mentioned something earlier about truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord speaks about truth setting us free. If the truth shall then set you free, you shall be free indeed. There's a liberating sense, reality, when we get down to the truth, when we open up about it. There's a point of confession that's embedded in here too. Confessing to a brother, confessing to a sister, confessing. And these financial quagmires that we find ourselves in, there are ways out.
Mm-hmm.
You are a bearer of hope. I mean, there is a clear sense, you're nodding your head, there's almost a quiet confidence that exudes that says things will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Things will be all right. We just need to get everything out, look at it, pray about it,
yep,
seek the Lord on it, and you're giving people hope. Tell us about some instances. I mean, of course, with great discretion, no names and so on. But things that you have seen the Lord do in people's lives, their financial lives.
We don't have enough time to go over all of them because I have a lot. There are a few that kind of stick in my mind, and one is because we got kind of talking about debt and things like that. I had a client who was in the military, junior enlisted, family of four, and his wife, and they were financially free. There's a difference between being debt-free and being financially free. And to me, financially free is about contentment. They didn't have all the toys and everything else, but they were content with where they were. So I counted them as they were financially free. They really were. But many situations, I had a client call me, say, "Hey, Andy, I went to the local Audi place to buy a part for my old car and bought an $85,000 car." And it was kind of like, "What did you just say?" And he said, "I bought an $85,000 car." And so being the financial advisor, I'm trying to figure out the math. I said, "Okay, so what's the monthly payment?" $1,250. I said, "Okay, that's a house payment in a lot of places or a good rent somewhere. So what's the interest rate? What's the term?" All this other stuff. Turned out the car was closer to $100,000. And when I approached him with that information, he just kind of went, "What?" I said, "Dude, what were you thinking?" And here was the critical answer. I wasn't. Because it was all emotion. Mm. So that's been the biggest emotional purchase that I've experienced with a client. And it was an impulse. He walked in on one day to buy parts, and he came out with an $85,000 car. Because it was cool.
When we come back, let's go further. These are, perhaps maybe in some instances, just certainly the emotion part. I mean, this is a stark example. But example nonetheless of emotional purchases,
mm-hmm,
things that could have a grave impact on our finances. But even going back, Andy, maybe some things that you've experienced, some difficulties that you've had, just out of your own life. You mentioned that there are people that, as you speak to them, it's a diffusing moment when you say, "Hey, I've seen the Lord work in my life.
I'm not perfect."
Brother, it gives us, all of us, hope. And that's what we're about today. The hope of Christ in our lives today. Andy Pike, he's the owner of Quo Vadis Financial. You can find out more at quovadisfinancial.com. A wise man, a man of experience, a man of hope in Christ. Andy Pike. You'll hear more from him when we come back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU. Weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, we're always talking about those moments of relatability. How do you relate? You relate. Well, people relate with struggles, don't you think? When someone struggles like you struggle, or maybe it might not be exactly the same, but the fact that someone else struggles, doesn't it make you feel like you're not some oddball? It sort of normalizes things. Our guest today is speaking about finances, financial planning. He's a financial advisor. His name is Andy Pike. He's the owner of Quo Vadis Financial. You can find out more at Quo Vadis Financial. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Glad to have you with us today. Andy, difficult moments. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, I think there are many. Probably the most recent is when we started the company in 2010. I had a fairly sizable retirement account that I built up, and part of that was that whole I had to accumulate and all those kinds of things. And as God was moving me to start the company, one of the things he was very clear about was, I'm going to require you to use all that money. I'm going to require you to use all of that to get your business moving forward and things like that. So I didn't like it because I always kind of, even, you know, right or wrong, I kind of prided myself on having a pretty good investment portfolio and all those kinds of things. But I was prepared. I learned the hard lesson long time ago about not doing what the Lord asked me to do. So now I'm kind of one of those that just, you know, when the Lord says do it, I try to do it. So I used all my investment stuff, so I, you know, have to work on rebuilding that kind of stuff. But also along the way, something that I didn't expect was we ended up having to sell our house in Kunia, and it ended up being a short sale because income wasn't what we needed the income to be for everybody in the company at the time. So we had to sell the house and move. And that was pretty hard, especially for me being a financial advisor. I don't have any problem telling people that. I think because it is some way, it's a way to relate to people to say, look, even I have the struggles. I am not perfect. There's only been one perfect person ever to walk the earth, so I'm far from that. And I think that helps people, even some with that shame that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. okay, well, if Andy's going through it, then maybe it is going to be okay. You know, because not everybody, you know, everybody probably has some kind of a financial issue that they've dealt with or are dealing with. And I'm no different. I'm no different. So, and kind of even closer to home, we just found out that I've got to spend quite a bit of money on Ukcha's teeth. She's got some major dental issues that now I've got to figure out where the money's going to come from to take care of all that stuff. But I know God's got that under control. I know I don't worry about any of that because I know he's going to, when I look back at it, it's going to be, oh yeah, that was pretty simple.
You've seen the Lord move in those ways. Him coming through, him delivering, the delivering hand of God. His deliverance. Someone today, Andy, is praying for deliverance. They might call you. They might open up to you mm-hmm. because they feel safe. They feel like they can trust you. that you can walk through things with them, that there isn't shame as they open up their financial lives. Could you pray for them? Pray for someone today who is facing a monumental financial challenge. They might be regretful. I should have known better. I should have made a different decision. But that time has passed. They're in this situation now. Please pray.
Father, I thank you for your wisdom, especially as it relates to finances, Lord. I thank you for giving me the heart and the passion to give your wisdom and pass your wisdom as a conduit on to those who struggle with finances, Father. For those who are listening today who feel like they're in an insurmountable position financially, just give them the peace to know that nothing's insurmountable with you. We know that we can do anything if we give it over to you. I just ask you to comfort them. Give them the courage to seek out your wisdom and your counsel, be it through a financial advisor or be it through reading your word, Father, because you're very clear in your word in that you give us over 2,000 verses about money and possessions. Obviously, you are the best financial advisor, and I just pray that you give everybody who's in that kind of a situation just comfort to know that it's not insurmountable. It's something that they can overcome. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amelia, the light of your life.
Yep.
Talk to us about lessons that the Lord has given you, taught you, with regard to your dear daughter and life as a husband.
Well, Ooch and Amelia are awesome. They're the reason that I think I do a lot of the things that I do. They both dance on the halal at New Hope. I get really great joy from watching them dance for the Lord because I know that they're dancing for the Lord and not for themselves. Amelia is a typical 13-year-old. She loves the Lord, which is a total blessing. She always has. She gave her life to the Lord when she was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, I think. So I think it's cool that she gets to go through her entire life walking with the Lord. But she's a lot like her dad. So sometimes we joke that she's the punishment that I'm getting for all the things I did when I was a young man and a little boy. Cause she's a lot like me as far as, you know, sarcasm and all those kinds of things. But it's just a great joy, to watch her grow up and be, you know, become a young woman, in the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of fun. And so I just, you know, every day it's my prayer that I be the best dad and I be the best husband and all that stuff. But I'm always reminded too, cause one time I asked Amelia, she was 6 or 7. And she got in trouble with something, and so I asked her, I said, so how many dads do you have? And she goes, 2. I said, really, name them. And she goes, you and my earthly father. And it's like, okay, I give up. She's way smarter than me.
Hey, Andy, you mentioned something about, you know, college and planning. You know, how do you process that with your own child and you and Uksha? What have you decided to do in relation to that?
Well, I don't think Ooksha and I agree. I think Ooksha would pay for Amelia to go to college all the way through a PhD. For me, obviously, my parents didn't help us with college at all. I'm in school now. I'm doing a master's right now. I set aside money every month for college for her. My feeling is that if she can get through college with no debt, because we're able to plan for that, that's great. That would be a huge blessing in everybody's lives in our family. But if she has to have some college debt to get through it, that's okay too. That's okay too. Because again, it goes back to that opportunity cost. There are going to be things along the way, like, you know, I talked about Ooksha's dental work. That's now going to be money. When I talk about the opportunity cost, I have to spend that money on the dental work. I can't put that money in Amelia's college fund. So it's about making decisions based on all the information.
Well, economics. Mm-hmm. How to put a certain amount of resources into these various buckets.
Yeah.
The resources are not endless. They need to be placed appropriately And the stewardship mm-hmm. is one of those things that is sort of a resounding word for you.
Mm-hmm.
We got about a minute or so left. With regard to stewardship, why is that so important?
The easy answer, it's a Pastor Wayne story. But basically, you know, Pastor Wayne teaches that when we go to heaven, we're going to be asked two questions. And the first question is, what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? I hope everybody listening has a good answer for that one. But the second question is, what did you do with what I gave you? And I kind of look at that as whether it's my gift from the Lord, okay? I believe we've all been given a gift, and we're all meant to do something with it, to steward that gift. And then as it relates to money, we're meant to steward the Lord's money. We have to change our attitudes that it's not our money, it's the Lord's, because the ability to work and earn a living comes from the Lord. Pastor Rick Warren teaches that all the money that we have now was somebody else's before us, and it's going to be somebody else's after us. And we just have to manage it for that 80 to 100 years that we're on the earth the best we can.
A challenge, a point of reality, given by Andy Pike. Andy is the owner of Corvatus Financial, Corvatus Financial Management in Honolulu. And he has been gracious enough to come and share in this moment, to speak with us heart to heart in ways that we've become accustomed to here at the Good Life Radio program. Because of guests like him, we can be enriched, we can be inspired, encouraged to live life, yes, courageously, with truth, and to deal with great wisdom in the situations that we find ourselves in today. Andy, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your heart, your life.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.
I hope that you've been encouraged, yes, by the insights of Andy Pike, because you know what? God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And dear one, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, as Andy was saying, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and we've got something special for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 14:3, Jesus said, "When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Andy Pike. Find out more at quovadisfinancial.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.